Stars in the Rafters is produced by Julie Vallimont and mixed and mastered by Dana Billings. This series is supported in part by the Country Dance and Song Society. Welcome to Stars in the Rafters. This is Julie. Thank you to those of you who have contributed to our Patreon so far. If you haven't heard, we started a Patreon to help support the podcast sustainably in the future. You can find it at starsintherafters.com and donate there. It will really help us continue sharing these episodes with you every week. This week, we have music from Lydia Ivins, Chimney Swift, Kurt Osgood, Windborn, and Mary Lee. Ben Williams reads a poem by Edna St. Vincent Millay, and Margaret Youngberg and I read poems by Robert Frost. A lot of folks have been escaping to swimming holes, or their favorite streams, or ponds, or lakes. Here in Vermont, especially on the weekends, seems like more cars are from out of state than are local, so it's fun to find secret spots that are off the beaten path for a moment of cool water and solitude. When I sit by the water, I'm reminded of the quote by A.A. Milne. Rivers know this. There is no hurry. We shall get there someday. I'll leave you with these words from the writer and poet Margaret Atwood. Water does not resist. Water flows. When you plunge your hand into it, all you feel is a caress. Water is not a solid wall. It will not stop you. But water always goes where it wants to go, and nothing in the end can stand against it. Water is patient. Dripping water wears away a stone. Remember that, my child. Remember you are half water. If you can't go through an obstacle, go around it. Water does. Take care, everyone. Thank you. Hyla Brook by Robert Frost. By June, our brooks run out of song and speed. Sought for much after that, it will be found either to have gone groping underground and taken with it all the Hyla breed that shouted in the mist a month ago, like ghost of sleigh bells in a ghost of snow, or flourished and come up in jewel weed, weak foliage that is blown upon and bent even against the way its waters went. Its bed is left a faded paper sheet of dead leaves stuck together by the heat. A brook to none, but who remember it long. This, as it will be seen, is other far than with brooks taken otherwhere in song. We love the things we love for what they are.
Eelgrass by Edna St. Vincent Millay. No matter what I say, all that I really love is the rain that flattens on the bay in the eelgrass in the cove. the jingle shells that lie and bleach at the tide line and trace of higher tides along the beach. Nothing in this place.
Thank you. still ain't got me yet. Ain't nothing but I'm bound to roam. I'm water bound and I can't get home.
Going for Water by Robert Frost. The well was dry beside the door, and so we went with pail and can across the fields behind the house to seek the brook if still it ran. Not loath to have excuse to go, because the autumn eve was fair though chill, because the fields were ours, and by the brook our woods were there. We ran as if to meet the moon that slowly dawned behind the trees, the barren boughs without the leaves, without the birds, without the breeze. But once within the wood we paused, like gnomes that hid us from the moon, ready to run to hiding new, with laughter when she found us soon. Each laid on other a staying hand, to listen ere we dared to look. And in the hush we joined to make, we heard, we knew we heard the brook. A note as from a single place, a slender tinkling fall that made, now drops that floated on the pool, like pearls, and now a silver blade. Thank you.